AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Pop star Justin Timberlake has been charged with driving while intoxicated in a village in New York's Hamptons. Police in Sag Harbor said he ran a stop sign and veered out of his lane early Tuesday while driving a 2025 BMW in Sag Harbor. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the latest in Donald Trump's attempts to get his gag order lifted in his hush money case.
New York's top court has declined to hear Donald Trump's gag order appeal in his hush money case, leaving the restrictions in place following the former president's felony conviction last month. In its ruling, the Court of Appeals on Tuesday found the order does not raise substantial constitutional issues that would warrant its intervention. The decision is the latest legal setback for the Republican frontrunner for president, who has repeatedly railed against the gag order. The order prevents Trump from commenting on witnesses, jurors, and others who were involved in the case, but it could be short-lived. The trial judge is expected to rule soon on a defense request to lift the gag order. Meanwhile, Trump is scheduled to be sentenced in his hush money case July 11th. Julie Walker, New York.
A majority, but not every respondent to a new poll said forgiving medical debt should be a government priority. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Janiel Williams of Fairbanks, Alaska, said he doesn't think anyone should have to go into financial ruin to live. He was hospitalized for a blood infection for 3 months while in between jobs more than 10 years ago, and the bill was more than $300,000. But Ed Kane, a Republican from Massachusetts, says medical debt forgiveness should not be an option. We're starting to become a nation that gives away everything, and he's tired of it, he says. He credits his employer's health insurance for providing good coverage that kept him out of debt.
This is AP News. Electric vehicle maker Fisker filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's the second electric vehicle startup to do so in the last year, as even industry leaders struggle to lure more buyers beyond the early adopters of the technology. Actor Ian McKellen is in good spirits after falling off a stage in London.
85-year-old Ian McKellen was doing a fight scene at London's Noel Coward Theatre in the stage production of Player Kings, based on William Shakespeare's Henry VI plays. Audience member Charlie Johnson says in an interview with Britain's ITN, McKellen lost his footing.
He'd actually landed on an audience member, and he was almost tangled up with whoever it was.
Johnson says the theater was evacuated amid McKellen's cries of pain. Theater staff and two doctors in the audience came to McKellen's aid, according to theater management. McKellen is expected to recover fully, and he will be back on stage Wednesday. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.